Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. You can see a modern architectural artifact. B. You can see an ancient architectural artifact, which has many columns. C. People are building a modern building. D. People are restoring an ancient building.
Number 2.
A. The woman is drawing a picture. B. The woman is sleeping. C. The woman is smiling or mocking us in the picture. D. The woman is composing music.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Which one do you prefer, Martin?
A. Yes, it's very beautiful here. B. I can't believe it. C. I'm not sure. D. That's a very nice idea.
Number 4.
Can we get a drink?
A. Yes. Let's go into that takeaway shop over there. B. So you agree with Emma. C. I'm getting really hot, you two. D. I'm glad we came here.
Number 5.
Do you know what type of music it is?
A. It's relaxing, isn't it? B. Yes, I like music so much. C. All of a sudden, I'd like to listen to music. D. It's music from the Renaissance.
Number 6.
Who was Leonardo da Vinci?
A. He will be a great master in the future. B. He doesn't know you. C. He was an all-around artist. D. People like his paintings.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Hey, look at this picture.
It's the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci. I've never dreamed that I could see this picture personally.
I think Leonardo da Vinci was a genius. He shined as a painter, architect, sculptor, and in many quarters.
You're right. Also, he was an outstanding scientist.
Without him, I think Renaissance art would not have developed.
I totally agree with you. Number 8. Amy, come over here.
What is it?
I'm not sure, but I think this is part of an ancient building. It could be the base of a column.
I think we are on the site of an ancient temple to the goddess Diana. It must be about 4,000 years old.
It's interesting because this place was a temple once, but now a lot of modern buildings are around here. Number 9.
Martin, which one do you prefer, modern buildings or ancient buildings?
Well, I think modern buildings are nice. How about you, Jenny?
Well, I prefer ancient artifacts. They are so classical and beautiful. Modern buildings around the world are not original. They are often just copies of ancient temples of Greece.
Well, in part, you're right. But it is important that modern architecture makes the most of the best parts of ancient architecture and uses them in design.
Number 10.
Amy, did you finish the homework about great masters of the Renaissance?
No, how about you? Whom did you write about?
I wrote about Leonardo da Vinci. He has had a great influence on artists since the Renaissance.
Could you tell me in detail?
Because of Leonardo's sfumato technique, we can see two sides of Mona Lisa in her face. On one side, she seems to mock us, but on the other side, she seems to be sad.
You're great! You've learned a lot.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nancy Lang, who is going to show you the works in the National Gallery today. I hope you'll enjoy the tour. First, if you walk this way, you'll see in front of you the famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci, La Gioconda. I know you think this painting is not La Gioconda, but the Mona Lisa. Well, that is the original name given to the painting. I think you already know the secret of Mona Lisa's smile. I'll give you a minute to appreciate her smile. If we move to the next painting, you can see a scene from the life of Jesus Christ. It is named The Last Supper. You can see Jesus in the center of the painting with his disciples on the left and right. This painting has just been cleaned after many years. After appreciating this painting for a minute, I'll tell you about an interesting story behind it.
Numbers 14, 15, and 16. Leonardo da Vinci was one of the great masters of the Renaissance. He was outstanding in many quarters such as painting, architecture, sculpture, and science. He had a great influence on art of that time. He created many great masterpieces. Among them, I want to recommend The Last Supper. There is an anecdote about this painting. When he drew this fresco, he couldn't find the models for Jesus and Judas. Finally, he found models for them and drew their faces. One of them had a boy's angelic face. The other had an old man's wicked face. After he finished the fresco, he was astonished because the two faces resembled each other. Finally, he found out that the angelic face and the wicked face were the same person.